In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Reward. Don't we all want rewards? Don't we all want to be paid? Don't we all want to be paid even more for what we work for? You see, when you read this gospel, you can find in there the seven capital sins: greed, sloth, anger, or lust. I don't know how to fit it, but maybe. I don't know. Our Lent, my dear friends, we are going to meditate upon the seven capital sins. You know, our spiritual life is a life made out of detachment. That's curious when you think about it. God gives us life, our body, the world we live in, and tells us, don't get attached to anything of that. Neither your life, neither your goods. Get detached in order to live with me. Your whole life is going to do that. I have to decrease, said John the Baptist. Since the beginning, even with Adam and Eve, God asked them, be not too attached in everything. You have everything at your disposal, but yet, be careful. And comes the original sin, and our nature is wounded, and we are attracted deeply by material things. Things are created instead of being created, instead of being attracted only by God. So during these 70 days, the point is to take the hands of God. Say, my God, trust me up. Help me to go to heaven. I want the prize. I want the crown. I want to be with you. Help me. I will convert. I will change. But considering that it's not enough to say, I will convert, I will change, because that, we said it so many times. I will never do it again. Excuse me. I'm never doing it again. Yeah. And we do it again. I do it again. And the church invites us every year to make an Easter confession, what we call the Easter duties. You will confess your sin at least once a year. On Easter time. That means even though you go to confession regularly, if you will miss the Easter time, you are not fulfilling your duties. So, we need to go to confession. But what is a good confession? A good confession is this confession that fulfills the three acts of the penitent that we all know: contrition, confession of the sin, and satisfaction, penance. If one of these three parts of the confession is missing, our confession is invalid. If I go to confession but I have no regret of my sin, my confession is void. If I go to confession and I hide a sin, my confession is not only void, it's sacrilegious. If I don't do my penance, the fruit of the confession is not applying to our soul. And it's sometimes very difficult to see our own sin. I've heard people saying, Father, I don't know what to say, I never sin. Kidding. I found a saint. Wow, that's wonderful. I did not know. We don't see our sin because we sin too much. We are so inside, in deep of the sins that we don't see them anymore. We are getting accustomed to them, laxism. On the contrary, we are going to be so scrupulous that everything seems to be a sin to me, and that we have to deal with that. Oh, we are misformed, and we think that this is a sin when it is not, or this is not a sin while it is one. But for all of us, the temptation is to say, oh, that's not that bad, you know. There is a priest that one day, because the line of the confession was so long, he starts saying, okay, today I do only murders and and abortions. Oh, we can't do that, you know. But we don't need to be a murderer to be sinful. Some sins like lying, killing, stealing, adultery, of course, are obvious. But many are hidden. And those are the ones that we confess every time. And that we have the impression that we do not make any progress about. Father, I always do the same confession. I always do the same thing. I cannot change my life. There is first a very wrong thing on that attitude. Yes, you might come to confess habitual sin, sins that come again and again. But each confession, if it's a good confession, you don't confess a habit, you don't confess a vice, you confess acts. That means you might last week have confessed the sin of stealing, as you did last week, but that's not the same money that you stole. That is not the same thing that you have to return. A confession is about acts. And if we are confessing only generality, we cut sometimes the head of the sin, of our sinfulness, but not the beast. Some sins are called capital sins, deadly sins. A sin, as you know, is a disorder, a disobedience, a thing that diverts our soul from God. The point to content God. We worship idols. And the seven capital sins are the seven idols of the soul: honor, pleasure, richness. They are all made by men. They are lies. We worship them as our addictions. A capital sin does not mean a grave sin. It has a distinction between venial sin and mortal sin. A capital sin is not necessarily a grave sin. Capital is a word that comes from caput, which in Latin means head. That means that a sin that is on the top and has many ramifications. It is a font of many of our faults. These capital sins are hidden in our souls. And there are five reasons for which we have a hard time to identify them, because the first reason is that they are very easily justified, excused, considered as normal by society. Oh, it's not a sin. Today everybody does that. What are you talking about? It's not anymore a sin. Yes, it was a sin yesterday, it's a sin today. It will be the sin tomorrow. Father, he's not that bad after all. It's just about me. That's inside of me, intimate. Nobody can see it. That's my own jealousy, but I don't say it, people. I am lazy, but who cares? I am angry, but I never show in my face. I have a poker face. I don't harm anyone. That's these things. And they are a lot. We are going to see that these capital sins are vice. That means they are habits that install themselves in our life. Slowly, gently, little by little. And little by little, they took root. They take root in our soul. And they became vices. Second nature. And to say how we can excuse ourselves, say, I'm sorry, Father. That's my nature. I am an angry person. I was born like that. Nothing to do about it. Yes, a lot to do about it, you know? Cannot excuse that. And sometimes we are able to excuse them. If I didn't have anger, I would not have the power to work. I am not a glutton. I just know how to appreciate good food. I am French. You know, we are not eating well. We are not eating too much. We are eating well. And after all, isn't it good to be angry against sinners? It's right to do that. It's not. And finally, these seven capital sins are deep rooted in our wounded nature. They are direct consequences for our original sin. So we are going to see them all, one after the other. And you are going to discover that they are more implanted in your soul than you thought. It's scary. It's very scary to look at the sins one after the other. But as we start this journey together, the first attitude is gratitude. Thank you, my God. I am a sinner and I am here in church today. I hear in church today. Your grace is so powerful that even though I drag my feet in the morning to come, I am here. I am here, I made it. Thank you, my God. Thank you for calling me into the vineyard to work with you. We acknowledge our sins. Yes, I am a sinner. But I am a sinner loved by God. And God, I am going to ask you, help me to see the extension of my sins, how dependent I am in here. So, humility in front of ourselves. Aware of our poverty in order to be conscious of the mercy of God. And finally, that's what we are going to do, you know. We are not going to say, I will transform my life. I will make a good man this year. I have to take resolutions, practical resolutions. About these 3 points, remember, during Lent, these three axes, three resolutions at least that we need to take. So the first one, what penance am I going to do? Second one, how am I going to improve my prayer life? Third one, how am I going to be more generous to give alms? You are the starting block? Ready to run the race? Run! Run for heaven. The praise is eternity. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.